It's time for Balanced Living, the health-based teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the new book, Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and Renewed Spirit. Her book and these weekly podcasts are designed to instruct you in the healthy maintenance of the body God has given you. And now, get ready to learn from Kay Spears and her insights into balanced living.
And a good day to you, listening friends. Welcome to yet another edition of Balanced Living, featuring certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and a Renewed Spirit. Kay is also one of the consultants that you will meet at Balanced Health Wellness Center in San Antonio. Kay has her master's degree in science and nutrition. Kay, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Scott.
Well, Kay, we are continuing on. We started some time ago this series of these podcasts, and I know it's your goal in these sessions to try and provide people with good, solid, concise information about their nutritional well-being. Your book is called 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and a Renewed Spirit, and we have been focusing and spending a lot of time on the topic of nutrition, which is the first step of the 7 steps in your book. And I wanted to spend some time right now talking about protein, because you do have a section in your book about protein. I think protein is something that most people have heard about many times, but probably have very little idea in terms of what it is. They know they probably somehow need protein in their diet, but I thought perhaps you could first explain a little about what protein is and why it's important to us.
Absolutely. Well, protein is in every cell of our body. It's the makeup of our skin, our muscles, our organs, our glands. All body fluids contain proteins. So we are, cellulose. If you look at the cells cellularly, we are protein. And so we need to make sure that we're getting enough protein in our diet from food sources to be able to build those cells and those proteins in our body. And it's also important for our muscle as well.
Okay, you go to the store, you see all sorts of different types of proteins. Go into a health food store and you see things like egg protein, or you see soy protein, whey protein. We know there's other proteins in different meats and so forth. So can you tell us about the different types of proteins available out there?
Absolutely. Well, when you think of a complete protein source, those are usually going to be your animal proteins, chicken, fish, turkey, eggs. You can get complete protein sources from a whey protein powder, from some soy sources, and you can actually combine foods together like beans and rice together to get a complete protein. But it's really about making sure that you're getting these essential amino acids, which are the building blocks in our bodies that are made from protein.
What are the consequences of consuming too little protein in our diet?
Well, the consequences are that we're not going to function properly. I mean, if you even think of our brain chemistry, our neurotransmitters, serotonin, dopamine, all of those neurotransmitters in our brain are nourished by proteins and amino acids as well. So we're not going to function properly. We're not going to have muscle mass, which means we're going to have muscle wasting. Our organs and our glands aren't going to perform properly like they're supposed to. So it's very important that we do get the right amount of protein from the right amount of protein sources.
It's very interesting. In one of our previous podcasts, Kay, we were talking a little bit about the so-called new plate diet, where you had mentioned people are looking upon their diet today in a different way as opposed to the old food pyramid. And you had cited the fact that ideally half the food we consume should be fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. And I suppose the question comes up, do those foods actually offer any sort of protein benefit? And if they don't, how do we eating half our diet, fruits and vegetables, how do we get the protein that we need?
Well, the other part of the plate on that plate, the new plate theory, is proteins, and it's lean meats. And so I get asked a lot. I get a lot of people that come in that are vegetarian and vegan, and I know that we all have, you know, different religious beliefs, and so that's always a part. And so I respect that, and I can build a program. It's about building a customized program based on those protein sources from vegetables. But then you get the person that comes in that just chooses to be vegetarian because they think it's healthier. And that is where I would disagree. I think we need healthy proteins coming from, you know, chicken and fish. I wouldn't definitely recommend going out and eating a ton of red meat, but we need to be eating chicken and fish and good quality pasture-fed eggs so that we can get these complete proteins that we need so that our bodies function properly. It's also important to help to maintain healthy blood sugar levels to have protein. So this lowers our glycemic response so that we are able to function better throughout the day, and insulin and the pancreas is able to work more effectively if we have these lean proteins in our diet.
You know, it's interesting. I can remember testimonies from certain athletes who have been advised at some point or another to try vegetarian or vegan diets, and they would start out on that, but eventually would find they just didn't have the strength or the endurance to continue on in their sports on that particular diet, even though some nutritionist had come to them and said, you really need to try this.
Well, and I agree, people eat too much protein as well. You have people eating red meat, and, you know, we're in Texas, and it's all about the steaks and the ribs, and I'm not saying that's healthy. You know, so too much protein's not the way to go, too. In fact, a lot of trainers throughout the years that are telling their clients, and they're doing performances for shows, they'll completely, you know, eat all these meats and proteins, and a lot of them end up with, you know, diabetes later on or kidney issues because they're eating too much protein. And too much protein makes the body, it puts the body in a state of acidity, which is a whole other topic. But when you make the body acidic, your body is going to pull calcium from the bones to buffer the body, and so it can cause more osteoporosis. So there's a balance, just like everything else, and that's why I named my book Balanced Living, because it's about a balance of good, solid, lean proteins balanced with fruits and vegetables and carbohydrates and good fats.
So if someone's out there and they're consuming 8 to 10 servings of whey protein a day, that probably is not that's not a component of a balanced diet when they're taking in hundreds, if not thousands, of grams of protein every day.
Absolutely not. And, you know, a lot of these protein shakes aren't healthy in themselves. They're made with a lot of low quality minerals and vitamin core. And so they're not the proper form. So I would not say, you know, doing a ton of whey protein throughout the day is the healthy way to go. I do think that it does help decrease body fat when you intake a good quality whey protein shake at least once a day. But you don't have to drink 4 or 5 shakes a day on top of eating all this meat, you know, in addition to that.
All right. So, Kay, as we've talked about protein, you write about protein in your book. What can people take away from this podcast, just the basic knowledge they need in terms of protein?
Well, I think it's about a balanced approach throughout the day. 3 to 6 ounces, which if you take your fist and you formed a fist, that's about 3 ounces. Or you could think of a deck of cards with the same thickness as a deck of cards. That's about a serving of protein. And you want to have a serving with lunch or dinner. And again, I'm about customized nutrition. Some people need more. It depends on their, you know, training and what they're doing for workouts and what their body weight is and their height. All these things are factored in. A good quality whey protein shake for a snack is good. That's going to help blood sugar be stable and help keep someone's body fat lowered. Maybe having 2 eggs in the morning for breakfast with some vegetables, scramble some eggs. They redid that study on eggs being the culprit for high cholesterol. So not that we should eat eggs every day, but good quality pasture-fed eggs are the way to go, and I think that would be a balanced approach for protein.
Excellent. That is all the time that we have right now. If you would like more information about certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears and her book, Balanced Living, please go to her website, which is www.kspears.com, or you can call Kay at area code 210-764-2121. And be sure to join us again next time for yet another edition of Balanced Living.
You have been listening to Balanced Living with author and certified clinical nutritionist, Kay Spears. Kay invites you to visit her website at www.kspears.com. Kay's goal is to help you achieve balanced living so that you can fulfill God's purpose for your life. Be sure to join Kay Spears again next time as she shares her insights about balanced living.